On the Road with Ozark Marketing. Unwrapping the Ozarks. Now.
Hey, it's Gary Lee, and our final break from Kabul Home Center as Ozark Radio Network continues to unwrap the Ozarks. And again, our tour this week has brought us to Kabul. Beautiful community, wonderful people. And we've got Mandy Batten with Kabul SOS Thrift Store. And there's, thrift stores are great. They're so much fun. I mean, flea markets, I love them. Auctions, I love that kind of stuff. But Mandy, tell the folks a little bit about, where you're at and some of the services that you're offering.
Well, we've been helping the community for over 15 years now. We support several local organizations within the school. We support our area senior citizens, mm-hmm. and we also support our local Helping Hands program. We are located at 530 Main Street, which is downtown Kabul, and we're actually right across the street from El Imperial.
And, what really makes a thrift store go is beautiful people, beautiful souls donating. And instead of dealing with a yard sale or just worse yet, just letting it pile up and mold in your basement or in a closet, your doors are open.
Yes, we are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3, and the first and second Saturday of each month from 10 to 2. And we're always accepting donations, and we have a Facebook page, Kabul SOS Thrift Store. And like I've said on the thrift store page, we couldn't do it without the donations, so they're always appreciated.
Well, and here we are. We're in October, and it's going to get cold. And, I know we overlook this. A lot of people do. They don't think about it. But there are a lot of kids and adults alike out there that they don't have a coat. And, it's nice out there right now. It's beautiful. But that's not going to last very long. And, it tears me up. Thinking about, young kids out there waiting for the school bus in a hoodie because they don't have a coat or, their shoes are not, really in great condition. It's a wonderful thing to give to people that you don't even know.
We don't have a phone, but we always tell people to reach out on Facebook or Messenger or word of mouth if they see a need in the community. And we tell the schools this also. If they see a need, just let us know, and we do everything we can to try to fill that need, depending on, what it is and who it's for.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by. Again, Mandy Batten with Kabul SOS Thrift Store. And check out their Facebook page. If you've got clothes, blankets even, beds, mattresses, home furnishings, because I'm sure you help burnout victims and along, you can make a difference in somebody's life that's having a rough go of it. So great job, Mandy. And folks, that's going to do it for our Unwrap the Ozarks tour here in Kabul. Next week, we will be in Alton. So keep listening to your favorite radio station to find out exactly what we'll be broadcasting at. Again, a big thank you to Kabul Home Center, along with America Family Dental, Kabul Florist at Missy Fays, RS Rare Coins, and Kabul Tire. For Tammy, Harlan, Gary Lee right here saying God bless, and we'll see you next week for our next tour.